Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, it's Friday afternoon. One of our favorite newer segments, Dan, scours the internet, searching for the, well, really stories that make you feel like we're just like a breath away from absolute destruction as a society.
Yeah.
And then, one story to redeem things involving puppies.
Which is interesting because today I really only had to go back to about Thursday to find more disaster stories. It's one of those weeks it's not difficult to locate disastrous stories. So we'll start, Jason.
I like a good disaster, as you know. I tend to prefer the disaster stories to the puppies.
Yeah. This segment does not bring out the best in you. I'm just going to go ahead and say that right out of the gate. Of all the segments
I like that. Let's go. Let's get into disaster number one.
Disaster number one. You probably heard about this yesterday, but Sacramento International Airport experienced major flight delays after an AT&T cable was deliberately slashed, cutting off internet service to at least two major airlines. The outage, which temporarily halted check-in services primarily for Southwest and Delta Airlines, occurred just before 1:20 a.m., disrupting flights for several hours. At the Southwest terminal, hundreds of people waited in long lines to check in before internet service was restored and normal operations resumed on a Thursday afternoon. Service team had determined that the cable about 2.5 miles from the airport had been, quote, cut intentionally. A spokesman for the Sacramento County Sheriff's Office said that the cable, which is about the width of a garden hose, well, there's maybe part of your problem, and attached to a telephone pole, there's another part of your problem, had been cleanly slashed in one place about 4 or 5 feet from the ground in a manner that he said appeared to be, quote, very precise and very targeted. It's not like it was some loose hanging wire, he added. It required some level of knowledge and or expertise to know what to cut and how to do it. And of course, authorities say they do not have a suspect while they're looking through video footage. Here's another thought. Maybe have a backup system so your whole airport doesn't shut down if somebody cuts one wire.
Yeah, it's just we just get the internet. Larry over in IT ordered the internet and they just ran a cable. It's good to go.
Goodness gracious.
It is amazing. And here, you know, Dan Cook, you like acting like this airport. Think of this radio station. Like you could probably shut this thing down pretty easy, right?
Jason, shush.
Oh, sorry.
Shush.
It is
We have many redundancies here to keep us afloat if something would happen. I don't know what you mean. Why would you say that?
Well, I'm sure we do. I don't know.
Speaking of things that shouldn't be able to be shut down quite as easily as apparently they were, disaster number two.
Okay.
The installation of a light pole.
Pretty clever, though. You got to give it up for the cord cutters.
Yeah, well.
Know? They say cord cutting is.
The installation of a light pole apparently is to blame for a mass outage across at least four states that disrupted 911 service for hours, according to officials. At this point, the FCC says, at this point, we understand that the outage affected Nevada, Texas, South Dakota, and Nebraska. It began Wednesday night and lasted for at least 2 hours in some of the states, according to information from the commission, as well as city and state leaders. Lumen Global Issues Director Mark Molzen told USA Today that the states experienced an outage due to a third-party company installing a light pole that it said was, quote, unrelated to our services. Lumen is the company that provides 911 services.
Wasn't us.
No. Quote, we restored all services in approximately 2.5 hours. Our techs identified the issue and worked hard to fix it as quickly as possible. We apologize for the inconvenience and appreciate our customers' patience and understanding.
What's this guy's title again?
He is the Global Issues Director.
I mean, if you as a company have so many problems, you need to hire a global issues director.
Maybe you shouldn't be handling 911 service. The guy having a heart attack doesn't care that you got it back up in 2.5 hours there. Chief, come on.
Yeah. Our systems are hanging by a thread.
Oh.
And all of these companies are relying on third-party services.
Yeah. I don't know. Larry over there said he handled it. It was fine. Yeah.
That should be the, should that be the name of our podcast? Like a separate podcast for this show, Third Party Services. Then we just have someone to blame at all times.
Who do we want to be our third party? Harrigan?
No, we would need a third party.
Let's just make it Harrigan. Why not?
Sure. He's got little work to do.
Exactly. It's not like he a lot to handle on that show. Okay.
All right. The power's back on. South Dakota's back.
Yeah, the 911 is back. You know, you're not going to die, right. Hopefully, if you have to call 911. The call will go through. Disaster number three. Of course, we're all aware of the forthcoming horde of cicadas that are going to swarm and take over everywhere.
Cicadas?
Cicadas? Whatever.
That's right.
Cicada. All right.
Cicadas. Yeah.
Okay, Captain Biology. Here we go. With the trillions of periodical cicadas emerge in multiple Midwestern and Southeastern states next month, they will face a unique predator with murderous intent. That's right. It's the cicada killer wasps. Cicada killer wasps, also known as the Eastern cicada killer or cicada hawks. A bug.
Which would you choose? Which, if you were in charge of naming yourself,
you're one
of the killer wasps.
Cicada hawk, of course.
Yeah, the cicada hawk.
They are a species of the large digger wasp that preys on cicadas. This is bad news for the two broods that are set to emerge in mid to late May in a number of states in a double brood event that hasn't happened since 1803.
Well, why is this that bad? How long do cicadas live under normal circumstances?
Cicada killer wasps are also known to sting humans and screw up your lawn.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
okay.
Screw up my lawn?
Okay, lawn influencer, here you go.
Now you've got my attention.
The wasps are about 2 inches long, according to the Smithsonian, and are black or dark brown with a colorful yellow marking on their abdomen. They're solitary wasps, according to the Smithsonian, but they can disturb lawns with their burrows, and they will sting if they are bothered. They don't generally attack people, but are very territorial around their underground nests, or the males are around females. So don't mess with the killer wasps coming for the cicadas. No. That are going to swarm over the entire country.
Well, we're not really getting these cicadas, right?
I mean,
is that correct?
We're not in the target zone, but
we're not in the zone.
Is this like the eclipse where we get like 75% of them or something? I don't know.
No, I think
they fly and swarm all over them. I mean, you don't know.
Yeah,
they don't have GPS. They don't know where they're going.
People are going to be so freaked out.
Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure they don't. That it's going to be in Wisconsin, Illinois, not here.
Okay,
I think.
Okay. Let me know that when the wasps are burrowing in your lawn, okay?
Hey, cicadas. How long do cicadas only live for? Like a couple of months, right?
Sure. Again, let me know how much a couple of months is when they're with the wasps are burrowing in your yard with the cicada corpses.
Not great.
Not good.
All right. Those are three disasters.
Those are three disasters. So you know what that means? That means it is time, Jason. For some puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So you're aware, of course, that that Monday was the Boston Marathon.
Yes. Yeah.
But what you didn't know is that on Sunday, hundreds of golden retrievers gathered to celebrate Spencer, the golden retriever named the official dog of the Boston Marathon.
Oh, my gosh.
And the impact that the late dog had on the famous race. Yes.
Spencer. Now you just tricked me. You killed the dog and you make me seem like a monster.
I really don't have to work that hard, Jason. I'm going to be honest with you. Spencer began showing up at the marathon in 2013 after the Boston Marathon bombing to encourage runners during a difficult year for the event.
How nice of Spencer to decide to step up.
Stop it now.
Yeah.
He became known nationwide in 2018 when he showed up in the pouring rain holding Boston Strong flags in his mouth to show his support for the soaking wet runners.
It was his idea.
It was, totally was. The Boston Athletic Association declared Spencer the official dog of the Boston Marathon in 2022. The Golden Retriever became known among marathon attendees
after
the
world. Was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Would you let me finish the story before you just dump all over the dog? Heaven's sake. He became known among marathon attendees for showing up on race day at his favorite spot in Ashland, Massachusetts, rain or shine, to cheer on runners and take photos with his fans. Yes, the dog was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in 2020, but he still provided people with encouragement through the pandemic on social media. One of the dog's owners, Rich Powers, announced Spencer's death in February of 2023. So Sunday's meetup included a social hour for hundreds of golden retrievers whose owners bought yellow bandanas that said Boston Strong in honor of the Boston Strong flags that Spencer would carry in his mouth to cheer on the runners. And part of the proceeds from the sales went to support canine cancer research. God bless Spencer. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Dunk on the dog. Go ahead.
Well, it's not the
dog dies of cancer. He's out there supporting runners in the Boston Marathon. How are you going to turn this into a bad story? Come on.
I mean, like, this poor dog. Like, the clock's ticking on his life, and his stupid owner is like, we got to get out there.
No,
we got to get to the marathon.
Spencer was there to support the runners, Jason.
Oh, my gosh.
Provide encouragement.
How much did this owner, like, make on whatever the Instagram? There's a statue.
Why do you have to go to the worst in humankind to say that that was what was going on? The poor dog is out there with cancer.
Some of these news stories, they talk about his own. The owner is quoted as his dad, Spencer's dad.
I mean, you've
Rich
heard
Powers.
Dog moms, cat moms. Why can't it be a dog dad?
Ugh. I mean, it's so nice.
I hope Spencer is resting in peace
through
in doggy
his own
heaven
challenges
and looking down on you
so
and
much,
just shaking his head.
So much to the rest of us. Ugh. Thanks, Dan. That's three disasters and puppies. When we come back, I want to settle an issue that I was struggling with at lunch yesterday. Tots or fries? You're sitting there at the restaurant. They're like, tots or fries? I want them both. Pick a side. Tots or fries? 651-461-9226. Drive time. Back on a Friday in a minute.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.